The point is that there's some games you don't get to play unless you're all in. So I think you might as well play the most magnificent game you can.
Snapped A-Rod, looking downfield, being flushed. Rolling left, winds up, rainbows it high and deep. It is caught for a touchdown! Yes! A miracle!
Yes! Yes! Can you believe it?
Unbelievable!
Believe it!
You walk up there and say, no play, everybody. Don't jump. There's no play. Just look at the body language.
What's up, everyone? Thank you for joining us. Welcome to All In Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, as usual, Matt Dennis. You can follow Matt Fantasy Matt EFN. Joined together, as always, with my boy and good friend, and finally met him for the first time in person over the weekend, Pat Wendelken. You can follow him at CityStars136. What is up, Pat?
Matt, now I know what you look like in real life. Not through a computer
Yeah,
screen.
You're taller than I was expecting. It was a little weird. And I kept doing a double take because you kind of look like my cousin. So I kept like fucking having to like shake that off throughout the weekend, which you called me out for like doing a double take once or twice when I first met you. So
it's all right. I'm just that stunning. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Hell yeah.
No, it was great. Had a great time. And, you know, big shout out to everyone. You know, we saw everybody out there. Finally, I got to kind of meet everybody. The whole cast was there, man. I appreciate everyone in South Harlem.
Shit school.
Harlem. Fizzle, great. Good dude. Love him. Mike, Adam, classy. Love you too, both, very much. Hell Thank you for accepting me in. And
great host.
Yeah,
great host.
Man. It was just a beautiful time meeting a lot of people. You know, it was just honestly overwhelming for me a lot. It was a lot to take in, but I had such a good time, man. The whole expo was awesome.
Yeah, so what was what we kind of jumping right into it, but what was one of your favorite moments, if you could pick a one or two?
The draft, we did that draft night out was great, and then you know honestly the first
that
one
was like, Saturday yeah. morning, and draft then night out.
Friday night was cool, the meet and greet and actually seeing people just you know chilling out in their element, having drinks, music, you know people were playing the cornhole tournament there. That was great, man. The whole thing was good from finish to end. You know even the you know like when we all finished it up and we were all hanging out. You know, having that like a beer pong tournament and just seeing people. The whole thing was great, dude. I had a great time.
Hell yeah. Yeah, dude. No, it was an awesome weekend. So, yeah, again, my second time, Pat's first time going there. So, yeah, it was good to see his kind of like enjoyment of the experience. I would agree. Yeah, draft night, draft day, whatever they want to call it, you know, it was always fun doing a live draft in person. We had Maddie Kuhn actually being on our Kuhn being actually on our team too. So it's cool to kind of like meet him in person and chop it up with him. So it's kind of a special thing for me, cause I'd watched him a few times throughout the past couple of years and, followed him with Cody Carpentier. So it was good to see him in person. Cody couldn't make it, but, Maddie was there. So that was good to see him. I mean,
Matt's a cool dude. Matt, shout out to Matt, man. Awesome, bro. I'm gonna shout out Fizzle too. You know, Fizzle's like the unofficial mayor, bro. He, you know, kissing babies and shaking hands all weekend. So, yo, Fizzle, I see you, bro. You're the unofficial expo mayor. I'm calling you, bro.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Yeah. And I mean, we had amazing weather while we were there. Last year, it was a little rainy throughout the time. And we actually had some torrential downpours in and out that weekend. So it wasn't really the best at times. But yeah, perfect weather. I couldn't ask for more. You know, Canton, Ohio, always a pleasure to kind of walk around there. Check out the expo and check out the Hall of Fame. So yeah, dude, it was a cool weekend. So for everybody that can make it, cool. You know, I met a few new people. You and I were kind of shaking hands and introduced ourselves, you know, to the community. So it's always good to see and to meet all new content creators out there.
That was great.
So whoever made it, awesome. If you've never gone and you're a content creator, man, it's the place to be to get your name out there and just to kind of rub elbows with everybody and to kind of be there. So so hopefully we'll see people next year. But yeah, in this week's episode, man, we figured we'd get on, dude. Football is back. Can you believe this shit? We're about 4 weeks away until the regular season kicks off. So we figured, you know, why not jump on for this week and talk about, you know, the risers and fallers. It is preseason week one. So we do want to preface that, you know, we don't want to go crazy with, you know, things that we've seen. And like, you know, it is literally, you know, some teams didn't play any other starters. Some teams played their starters for a quarter. So there's some nuggets that we can take away from it, but we always want to kind of analyze fantasy as we go. and don't want to ignore certain nuggets and things that pop up. So we figured we'd go through the rises and fallers and kind of just some guys that we were kind of excited about that may be falling and some guys that we were surprised that are rising. So figured we'd do that for this week's episode. But before we do, as always, we're going to have Pat take us through the news. There's quite a bit, man, unfortunately, in the past few days.
And I got to be honest with you, none of it is really good, like always.
No good news. This isn't good news.
So, yeah.
Hit it, man.
I'll start it off kind of one of the top stories. It's all over every headline. J.J. McCartney, torn meniscus, to undergo knee surgery. Time out is to be determined. So there's your first big rookie name down and out. Tear.
Yeah, which let me jump in real quick too, because I feel like, mm-hmm. you know, we were watching that game, dude, and I know you're not really a big JJ McCarthy fan, but he actually looked pretty solid. So it's kind of sad that like he came out of the, I think he didn't even say anything during the game. After the game, I was, you know, listening and heard, you know, read a few places where he basically Monday woke up and told him that something didn't feel right in his knee. Mm-hmm. So they did a scope and found a slight tear. So that's a shame. Because it looked like, you know, he was actually looking like he could take over the starting role potentially. But that's probably going to be out the window for now.
Yeah, for sure. For now. Be all right. Next up, Mr. Hollywood Brown has a sternoclavicular injury.
You got to say that shit, dude. Come on. Your dad's a doctor. You should know how to say that shit.
Sternoclavicular. clavicular. I don't know. Injury. It's in shoulder. His shoulder basically. out 4 to 6 weeks. Major blow. You know, I've been super high on Mr. Hollywood Brown, especially with the whole Rashee Rice situation. And now my man, Xavier Worthy, jumps up even higher, bro. The stock has gone up, bro, for him. So, and this Wheels is the same up. Injury Tariq Hill suffered a couple years ago. So it definitely, you're looking at like that 4 to 6 timeline of him being out. So big news, man.
I think Tyreek, if I remember correctly, was I think he came back in 4 weeks. So I mean, hopefully, Hollywood will be, you know, Marquise Brown will be back before the 6 weeks deadline. But
for sure,
yeah, man. I mean, we saw the replay when we were live drafting or later on that evening, and it did not look good. He was in immediate pain as soon as he hit the ground,
and he went right out. That was it.
Yeah, right to the hospital too. I think, and then they checked him out later on that night. So I mean, obviously, it was something that was serious. So hopefully, you know. Best wishes to him, and hopefully he can make a healthy return. 4 to 6 weeks. I mean, if you look at it, if it's 4 weeks, he could be back for the regular season start. If not, hopefully only miss a couple of weeks, you know, and he'll be good to go in week two or week three. But he's missed a lot of time, sure. Man. He's new to this team, so you know, it'd be interesting to see how that affects his rapport, you know, with Patrick Mahomes and the other wide receiver group, and like how it kind of shakes out.
And especially with it being potentially thinner than usual now, you know, so we'll see what it is. Like I said, you know, keep an eye on that for sure. Keep everything moving. I got Malik Nabers as an ankle injury. He says he'll be fine and be fully ready to go week one. So the Giants are super happy with that relief. You know, another high explosive wide receiver should be just fine.
Fucking great news.
Best news. But here on the other negative side with the Giants, Tyrone Tracy Jr. carted off in the air cast. They're calling a low ankle sprain. They're saying week to week. I mean, you know, didn't look great when you're getting the air cast and all that crap. But, you know, maybe it's not as bad as it seems. So,
yeah. Well, it's non-contact, too.
Yeah, you always get nervous with that.
Yeah, I mean, air casted and carted off with a non-contact. I mean, he went down, you know, in practice today, actually, without even getting contacted. So that's a scary thing whenever you see that. You immediately think, you know, something's torn, broken. But, yeah, I mean, great news if it's just a low ankle sprain. I mean, hell, knock on wood for him, dude. He's lucky.
Yeah.
It sounded a lot worse. I didn't see the replay, but it sounded a lot worse.
Yeah, so they're saying it's week to week. So let's hope it stays like that and he can get up on his feet, just like Malik Nabers, keep him riding. The other big one, man, Jamar Gibbs, man, hamstring injury. No timeline yet.
Jameer Gibbs.
No timeline yet. They said, you know, we'll keep you informed and intact with that. So they're kind of letting you know. So I don't know, man. Some big names, bro. You know, that's how it is. It's just week to week, survival of the fittest.
So let's talk about the Jameer Gibbs aspect of it. All right. So your question, obviously, that means David Montgomery. I mean, it is hamstring, you know, and it doesn't look like it's meant to be a long term thing. Probably week to week, as you said.
Correct.
But I mean, it's a running back and it's hamstring. Let's just be honest. Like, that could linger
lingering all the time, all that torque and the twisting and moving, stop and go. It's, you know, never really the best thing.
Especially when you're only giving it like a, Yeah, especially only when you're giving it like a week or two. I mean, it could feel fine, and then he could re-aggravate it. I mean, it's not looking good. So what do you think about David Montgomery as far as the stock? I mean, obviously his stock is
going up. Has to go up. I think it has to go up for sure. Monty's going to go up a little bit on this one. You know, like I said, Jameer was supposed to be the lead, man, take over kind of. Now it's like, you got to keep your eye on it for sure. I would definitely do, you know, in drafting, you know, that's the handcuff. If you could make it happen somehow, some way, you know, depending where you get them. But I would definitely try to do both. Yeah. Because you just never know at this point in time.
Yeah. And I mean, again, you know, keep an eye on it. They're saying week to week, it is hamstring, as we talked about. Anything with the tissue, muscle kind of thing, you know, can be re-aggravated very quickly. So it is something to kind of just pay attention to as, you know, the weeks and kind of the end of the preseason progress. I'm sure they'll probably play it very safe with him after this. You know, they'll probably make sure that they slowly work him back.
Yeah, he's definitely no rush. You won't see him anymore preseason for sure. They'll probably be light on the practices. But, you know, as you're drafting, you're in that top tier running back, you know, top, you know, first round early, super early second round, try to get the handcuff now. That's super my advice now. You have to, because you just never know.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. And also, like, I don't think it drops, you know, Jameer Gibbs unless something comes out that's, you know, bigger news, I guess you could say, and kind of like more lingering. Yeah. I don't think it really affects his draft stock. You know, I think you still could assume that you could probably get it at the end. End of first round, beginning of second round.
Yeah, I'm just looking for your insurance policy. That's all. The Montgomery insurance policy. 100%. That's all you need, man. But yeah, that's 100%. It, man. Matt, what are you thinking, man? We got a lot of you know, surprises, some ups and some downs after this weekend, man. We watched a couple of the games down there in Canton. It was a good time, man. Met some good, great people, you know. But gotta tell the people, man. We got who's up and who's down, Matt. You know.
Yeah, we'll hit a couple. I mean, obviously, like, everybody's buzzing about Jaden Daniels. He didn't do much stat wise, you know. If you look at it, you know. Didn't necessarily like look crazy, but he just looked like he's in control of that offense. He ended up going for the preseason. He was 2 for 3 passing, 45 yards, no touchdowns. He did have one carry for 3 yards and ran in it for a touchdown. So he looked good. I mean, there's a lot of hype and a lot of buzz. You know, if you listen to any other analysts, beat writers, you know, they were very impressed with his control of the offense, you know, which obviously was kind of a challenge. Not a challenge, but, you know, there was a talk about whether or not Brissett would actually take over the starting role at the beginning of the season. So who knows? I think this is just setting him up good for preseason week two.
Yeah.
Let's see if he gets more reps. You know, let's see if they kind of give a little more of the offense, see what else he can do with it, see how he can push himself. He did have a bomb of a throw, which is what he's known for, to the Dynamic Brown. So, I mean, just right in the breadbasket. We actually saw that, dude. And yeah. We were just like, holy shit.
Look good.
Like, we were watching that. Like, it was just like, you could not have placed that better as far as the pass was concerned. Dynamic Brown was just like pop right in his breadbasket and just like ended up getting tackled right away. But it was a perfect throw,
for sure.
Perfect bomb, which is what he's known for. So it was good to kind of see that, and to see that he hadn't really missed a beat from college. So yeah, I personally start there. I mean, I think it's just the biggest news because he was obviously the number two drafted quarterback in the NFL draft this past year.
Yep.
And there was question whether or not he'd be ready week one. So I just think that this gives him a lot of hype that he may be. And, you know, maybe wheels up for Jaden Daniels, at least for the beginning of the season. Okay. So that's kind of how I would kick it off with one. You know, like, I'll kind of toss it back to you, man. I mean, there's a couple, I was talking before we jumped on, you know, most of you are kind of highlighted on rookies because most of this is rookies are second year, you know, new experience. You know, the veterans, you obviously don't really play as much.
Yeah.
So there wasn't really a lot from the quarterback perspective. But is anybody that you want to kind of call out or highlight?
He's not a rookie anymore, but he's still pretty relevant and, you know, kind of still getting his legs underneath him and fresh is Mr. Will Levis, man. He went 4 for 5 on passing yards. He did 4 for 5 passing, 35 yards, 2 carries, 3 yards, 1 touchdown. Nothing phenomenal, but, you know, still staying relevant. You know, it's his team. See how he does, you know, like it's his team now. It's his role. So he's got to get used to his new teammates and new positions and everybody. So it's a lot of acclimation for him. I think he'll do fine, man. Look, nothing fancy, but like I said, it's preseason. You're only getting like a down or two or maybe 2 possessions. So it's nothing out of this world, but nothing wrong with that acclimation,
Nothing crazy at all, man. But I mean, again, to your point, I mean, they're building the offense around him. They're giving him weapons so that way they can determine whether he's the long-term solution there in Tennessee, you know? So To your point, it was good. Like, it wasn't mind blowing. I personally didn't watch that game, you know, live, but, you know, doing the stats and looking through the stats and hearing, you know, all the analysts who have watched it, you know, seeing, sounded like he had to control the offense, just like we talked about with Jaden Daniels, you know.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully a year or two of him, you know, coming to the NFL thinking he was hot shit. You know, I think you talked about this last episode, or maybe it might have been on Elite Nation, but, you know, he kind of walked into the NFL with a swagger thinking he was a God's greatest gift. And, you know, it's been kind of a slow uphill run for him. So this is probably his last year to probably make a prove a point that he's worth, you know, giving a starting QB option for. If not, they'll probably move on to somebody else, I'd imagine, after this year. So it was good to see, you know, like you said, like positive. You know, it's not like crazy numbers. You know, you're not looking at like, wow, he's mind boggling. Your eyes are popping out of your head. But, you know, just to see something where it's at least good rapport. Sounds like he's working well with the new receiving core. You know, Calvin Ridley's on there now too. Had one catch for 22 yards. Treylon Burks doing Treylon Burks things, man. Only one catch for 12 yards. What a fucking, that guy's been incognito since he came into the league. Yeah, it's good to see him kind of like gelling, and he's got all the offensive weapons now. So there's nothing holding him back, bro. So I mean, if he can't make something of it this year, you know, I don't know what the hell to say. So I think it's going to be,
well, he'll be looking for a job. That's for sure. Ain't going to be around much longer. They won't have that.
No, or he'll be a backup or something. Hell, getting paid backup money, dude, I'll take that sometimes, you know, if that's all you got, but hell,
yeah.
You know, we should have a little bit more coming out of, you know, coming out of the, NCAA. So,
yeah.
What
you got next? What do you think? No, that's all right. I was going to say, what are you thinking next, man?
I mean, I hit on him earlier, dude, honestly, and, you know, we can kind of end here and we can, you know, maybe jump into the kind of losers, I guess, or fallers, you know, but
yeah,
I actually had two, but one of them kind of got nixed because of the fact that he got, and no pun intended, one of them got nixed because he did get injured. So JJ McCarthy, we talked about at the beginning, I was actually impressed by watching him. He looked actually a lot better than what we were expecting. But he did get injured, so he's an obviously can't be a riser if he got injured. Then I kind of, you know, after that, I was like, Bo Nix, man. So Bo Nix out of Denver, dude. Stat line 15 to 21 passing, 125 yards and a touchdown, 3 carries for 17 yards. I mean, honestly, out of most of the rookie quarterbacks, he actually had the best stat lines. So
yeah, and for sure.
As far as completion, you know, or completion to passing ratio is actually pretty damn good. He came out of college last year as like the most efficient, as far as, passing completions in all of NCAA. So to see him up there again in the NFL, you know, and again, you know, it's not, you know, these aren't, you know, some of these defenses aren't necessarily everybody. They might sit starters, even though they're the ones defense. So, you know, this isn't necessarily, we talked at the very beginning, you know, there's a kind of warning label on this as we're talking through it, you know, take it for what it's worth. It's a grain of salt. One game in preseason, week one, impressive to see him. no, it doesn't, but yeah. It's a sign, you know, it's like,
yeah, it's sample size. That's all. Take it for what it is.
Right. And if he came out, he was like 7 of 21 and was like, you know, 20 yards and 2 picks, you'd be like, oh, this guy's trash. You know, so it's like
bad
thing
on
the flip side. I think on the flip side, we should always talk about, you know, the good upside. So question for you, do you want to jump right into the fallers for QBs or do you want to just keep going down the
riser? I want to shout out a good riser and it's my guy.
Okay.
Jermaine Burton, man. I love the way he looked.
Oh, so you go to the wide receivers.
I want him, bro, because this is my guy, bro. I've been watching him, man. Burrow didn't throw to him, but that's okay, though. Jake Browning did. Three catches for 82 yards, 1 touchdown. I'm just saying, man, it just looks like it just belongs. You know what I mean? He has that feel after watching those highlights, and I was just looking at it. It wasn't, like I said, it's a sample size, but with T. Higgins definitely going to be on the move.
He look good?
Yeah, dude. Like, T. Higgins leaving next year, most likely. They need
to
groom the next guy up. And this is, I think it's him. So, dude, my stock in Burton is definitely on the rise, baby, for sure.
I don't disagree with you whatsoever, man. I think in that offense, especially if he can carve out a RB2 role in that, dude, I mean, wheels up. I mean, coming out of Alabama, there was a lot of hype for him, too. So, as soon as Cincinnati grabbed him, I mean, that's like a great spot to be in. And, you know, like you said, T. Higgins leaving next year, this could be, you know, kind of get him prepped for that role for next year, you know, give him a year of kind of like sitting on sidelines, learning, not really being the pressure, being the two, But definitely the capabilities he's showing could be the two. So,
for sure, yeah. Bro. Loved it.
I don't disagree, man. But you skip the running backs. We'll go back to those, I guess.
Yeah.
You just had to go straight to your guy.
Bro, listen, when I see a highlight, I'm like, I know what my highlight is going to be, bro.
You go to your homer picks. Yeah. I see how it is, man. You just skip everybody else and go straight to your boy. But we'll let it go. We'll stay with the wide receivers. Tank Dell, man. He had one highlight catch. 34 yards. He did a fucking hell. If ever didn't see it, man, watch it. We saw a couple of replays when we were out, and he did a little juke move, and kind of had a little shake and bake and dropped the defender, and then ran 5 more yards into for the touchdown. So he, again, it was only a 34 yard catch. It was only catch of the day.
Dude, he didn't skip a beat, bro. It looks like he just left off from where he did last year with Stroud, bro. Exactly where they left off.
That's why I wanted to highlight it, because yes, a touchdown, right? So like you want to give him that props, but you look at the fact that like it was how he moved, how confident he was in his movement, how he just looked at the defender in the face and it's still a little, and then it's like shake and bake and just moved to the right and the defender fell, basically broke his ankles and then fell, and then he just trotted in the end zone. I mean, to your point, I think that's a perfect way to describe it. It looked like him and Trout are still where they were last year before Dell got hurt. So it's just great to see him back, and hopefully that continues. So
yeah, man.
As people are drafting, I mean, he's high up there on the draft board as far as the thoughts for the, analysts and everybody and our thoughts as well. So I just thought you got to highlight that, man, because that was one hell of a fucking move, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, Matt, pick one. Who else you got there you want to talk about?
No, you go.
I mean, they're all right. I mean, for wide receivers, man, I mean, Khalil Shakir is cool, man, because I was watching that game. We were kind of invested in that game also, I'll say, in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, 3 catches, 28 yards. Nothing crazy, bro. Like, nothing out of this world. But like I said, there's a lot of adjusting going on up there also with the wide receivers. Josh Allen's got to get, the Coleman, the rookie's there. He's there.
Keon Coleman.
Curtis Samuel's there.
I mean,
there's a lot.
It's wide open, bro. Yeah. He could be the wide receiver too in that offense easily.
So you got to see where everyone's going to like land and pan out. I'm actually excited to see where it is. Diggs is gone. There should be no more distractions in that locker room. There should be,
Diggs being diva again.
Yeah.
screaming at people on the sidelines.
Listen, he can do that down there. Stroud's still going to be feeding everybody anyway. So now we'll see what Allen can do with some new toys, bro.
Hell yeah. No, and I agree. This is a, complete opportunity. I think there's always been talks about Shakir. We've always been hyped for him over, year after year. And then he'd have a rocky game and then he'd have a dud game. So we'll see, He's got, the runway to kind of like be him and be the number two in that offense. We'll see if he can grasp it and run with it, man. But yeah, it was good showing. Again, it wasn't crazy yardage or anything that they had, but just the sense that, it's carving out roles, and he definitely got some looks and got some targets in there. So, I think running backs got a lot more. I mean, obviously in the wide receivers, a lot of these wide receivers aren't either A, playing with the number one quarterback, or B, they're sitting wide receivers who are, the one and two potentially in offenses. So why don't we jump as far as like rises, man, to running backs? And I'm going to take you through, dude. This guy was big. He's a second year running back. Came out last year, Eric Gray. He's basically on the New York Giants. And we'll talk about somebody's a faller. And, you talked about, obviously, Tyron Tracy having an injury. So that opens up a lot more room and a lot more space for Eric Gray, depending on how long Tracy's out.
Yeah.
So Eric Gray had 4 carries, 52 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And then on top of that, he had 4 fucking catches and 46 yards, dude. I mean, that's one hell. I mean, that's 100 yards, almost 100 yards, total.
And yeah, offense plus 2 touchdowns. 98 yards between carries and catches, so not bad.
I mean, I'll take that all day, especially the 2 touchdowns that go with it. So
yeah, man.
He was somebody that came out last year, was supposed to be, a lot of people were talking about him and hyping him up last year as being a potential, keep your eye on this guy, could be a sleeper, especially in rookie drafts and dynasty. Didn't really do much last year, didn't really get a lot of opportunities, but to see him, again, preseason week one, take it for what it's worth. But still, he's definitely shown that he's got juice. 4 carries and basically over 10 yards a carry, like 13 yards a carry, basically. I mean, that's pretty big, even if it is just 4 carries in preseason. So I'll take him, man. I think Eric Gray was probably, to me, one of the ones who jumped out the most as far as surprises.
Yeah, another one I like, and we've been talking about him for a while now, Jalen Wright, man, Miami. Now, granted, the depth chart is deep with Achan.
It's gonna be a challenge.
And, you know, like Mostert, but I, you know, he had a really nice little debut. 10 carries, 55 yards, and 1 TD. Man, I'm a fan of the man. I liked what I saw. Powerful running,
big dude, too.
Good downhill running. Yep. Yeah, he's a big guy.
Speed.
He's gonna hold his spot, man. He's gonna have it. I think it's just sooner than later, bro.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah. Jalen Reidudi, we loved him coming out of Tennessee, man. Wow. And then he went to Miami and we're like, uh-oh. If there's any injuries though, I mean, he's proven, you know, again, depth chart is going to be a thing. And when we say risers, we're not saying, you know, they jump up to the number one depth chart or anything like that. What we're saying is just keep an eye on him over the next couple of weeks, because they're showing some spark. And he's definitely somebody who came in, had a lot of hype. And then went to Miami, and then the offense still had a lot of hype, even though he was probably second or third in the depth chart.
Yeah.
And he proved it with, you know, like you said, I think 55 yards and got in the end zone. So
I liked it, man.
Jalen Reid, dude, I think that's a great call. The other one that's kind of crazy, dude, honestly, is coming out of Wisconsin. This motherfucker is big, dude. Braylon Allen for the New York Jets, man.
Yes.
Rookie coming out of Wisconsin. So where I'm at. You know, here in Wisconsin. So I obviously knew a lot about him coming out. Bigger back, decent speed, but just like a bigger back and kind of more of a bruiser. So
for sure.
I think he had like six carries, according to the notes, you know, and 54 yards. Did not get in the end zone, but, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, Braylon Allen is basically, I think, is solidifying himself in that offense as the number two back behind Breece Hall. You know, it's kind of like what it's looking like. So
that's a mean 1-2 combo, bro, because I liked what he played. I saw the highlights. It's
different.
So think about Breece Hall, and then you have Braylon Allen.
You're there.
Dude, come on, man. Yeah, I hear it on the radio all the time. They've been hyped. They've been talking about how well he's been in camp, and then they got a little taste the other day when they were playing their first preseason. So, you know, that was a nice little touch, and I'm like, you know what? He is – they said that he's on a lot of people's radar already, man. So he's going to have a great career, even though he's in front of an amazing back, you know, your first round Breece Hall. But still, though, he still can get his carries here and there. He's going to get some time, maybe some goal line stances. So he'll do fine. Like you say, he's a big boy, bro.
Yeah.
He'll stand out.
Yeah, yeah. And I think to your point, too, like they obviously the Jets think that they're going to be going to the Super Bowl. Like that's their game plan. That's why.
Oh, it's Super Bowl or bust with what they have.
Right.
That's it.
That's why they got Aaron Rodgers. So, like, you know, it's also they're not going to sit there and wear down Breece Hall. You know, if you think about it that way. Like, this is a bruising back. It could easily be, you know, split carries. It could be Breece Hall gets, you know, 60-40. So definitely keep an eye on kind of like as the preseason progresses, how this backfield takes shape. And Breece Hall has already been, you know, he's already had injuries. So last year he was back and he's back healthy and came back with the vengeance. But, you know, you just never know. Anything can happen. So it could easily be, you know, RB2 that could easily be thrust in RB1, and he's proven that he can handle the workload. So,
yes, sir.
You got any more before we jump in? We'll do one special edition tight end, and I'll hit that one if you want to hit one more running back.
Tony Pollard, Tennessee. A new home. He's over there, you know, like, what's it going to be there? You know, like, 4 carries, 35 yards. What? Like I said, there's a lot of adjusting. Will's is head of the show. Tony's got a new home. You know, it's a lot. Like I said, it's just new place, new scenery. See what he could do. I mean, still, you know, top. He's a number one there. So Tajay Spears ain't taking his spot, that's for sure.
I mean, yeah, and that's kind of like, you know, one of the things that we don't have on the followers, but we should, you know, talk about that is Tajay Spears. There's a lot of talk that it could be Tajay Spears' backfield. I mean, Tony Paulo looked like it's his backfield, to be honest with you.
Yeah, most likely.
And I mean, again, it's early, you know, so knock on wood, you know, any of this can change, you know. But I was also listening, you know, and they were kind of saying that like last year when Tony Paulo came back after the broken leg, that he might not have been 100% healthy, and maybe it was like mental, like he just was worried about the leg, you know, a year later after that injury and, you know, being able to heal and work through all that, maybe years were kind of what he needed to kind of recover and to mentally get right into the right space. Or maybe it's the right offense, you know, maybe it just wasn't, you know, being, you know, in Dallas his last year helped him. But yeah. I agree, like Tony Pollard, I was actually, for my Tajay Spears, you know, I've got a lot of Tajay Spears stock. Not happy to see that shit. I'm gonna say that right now. Not happy. Not happy all right. at all. But good luck, Tony Pollard. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Hopefully, so, Matt, you don't get injured.
Go with the number. Go with the tight end that you've been talking about. He's on the back of your mind. Go for it.
Oh, bro. I just drafted him, and we're doing a rookie or a startup for dynasty draft right now. So the shit schools kind of did a dynasty draft startup. I think, what did he start? Saturday, I think?
Saturday.
Started?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Saturday. So South Harmon did another dynasty. We had two drafts while we were there. So yeah, I grabbed him in that draft because it's actually, I don't think most people notice how much it's tight end juiced. But yeah, Ben Sinnott, Washington, man. Or Sinnott. I don't know if it's Sinnott or Sinnott. But yeah, Washington Commanders. So three catches, 57 yards, man. And I'll say this, dude. There's nobody really there that can take that away from him. He's probably going to be their tight end one. And if Jaden Daniels, which it looks like he might be the starter, if not week one, early in the season, I mean, what's the best friend for a rookie tight end or rookie quarterback, man? It's usually a tight end.
Tight end, yeah.
You can find your buddy, especially two rookies coming in together. So you got Ben Sinnott coming in with Jaden Daniels. They had rookie camp together. They went through OTAs together. Then they went through training camp together. So obviously build that rapport. I easily see him as being, he could be a monster this year. So
yeah, man, let's do it.
I'm kind of loving that. You know, like I said, three catches, 57 yards. So not like lights out, but I mean, hell, for a tight end, three catches, 57 yards, I'll take that. And full PPR, that's 8.7 without a touchdown and probably limited snaps. So
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think that's pretty dope, man. So I felt like it was worth, you know, we talked about it before we jumped on. I thought it was worth the initial discussion.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So yeah, man, why don't we talk through some fallers, man? Why don't you hit the first faller?
The top.
We can kind of just jump around. We can jump around.
So we went to the top, now we got to drop. So we're at the top, now we can drop. So here we go. I'm going to start with, I'm going to go with some running backs I like in this. So I'll start with my ex running back. Clearly he's a faller now because he has a, basically Mixon's dealing with a soft tissue injury. It's been early in training camp, so he did not play his first preseason. So it's okay. They said it'll slowly ramp up with his activities as it goes. He shouldn't miss any time when it comes to regular season. But like I said, it's something to keep an eye on. Like I said, soft tissue injury, you never know. He has some miles on him, but, you know, Joe Man, the main man mix is still pretty solid, bro. I think he'll be all right, but yeah, it's something to watch, though, right? I mean, it's an injury.
Yeah, I mean, that's your man. I hope he comes back, and you know, it is injury, so he can't really do anything about that. But yeah, who knows what that backfield will look like. So Joe Mixon, we'll see when he comes back how much of that backfield he actually is gonna own, and how much of it's gonna be split. So
for sure.
One dude that I'm honestly like my biggest disappointment, to be honest with you, and this is bias because it's kind of a homer for what team he used to be on, Justin Fields, man.
Ugh.
Hell. Dude, I mean, he had every opportunity, obviously, with Russell Wilson being injured throughout most of preseason, camp. And to see Justin Fields getting all the starters going through all that. And he had a little bit of hype coming out of training camp, too. And then he goes and he didn't necessarily flop on his face. The numbers kind of say, you know, that it wasn't that bad. 5 of 6 passing for 67 yards. But if you watch the game, dude, it was sloppy. He had two fumbles that fumbled snaps. Didn't lose either of them, so I guess that doesn't matter. But that just changes, you know, the flow of the offense when you're fumbling the snap and then you got to take, you know, you get one down that's taken away from you for -2 yards because you recover it. I mean, it definitely kills an offensive drive whenever you have something like that. Also, at times, it didn't look really comfortable. You know, it looked like he was kind of like what he's doing in Chicago. He was down dancing around if he couldn't find what he was looking for. So definitely as a Justin Fields supporter coming out of college, even if he didn't go to the Bears, I actually looked at him as one of the top prospects from that draft class. And to see not only the struggles that he had at Chicago, but now that it seems to be continuing in Pittsburgh is quite a bit of a disappointment. It looks like it will probably be Russell Wilson's team, at least to start at the beginning of the year, which is kind of a disappointment. So that's probably my biggest wah, wah, wah.
You see that? I like that. I mean, we're stuck on the quarterbacks, bro. This one I've never been a fan of.
You hate this guy.
I'm not a fan of him, dude. Drake May, 2 for 3, 19 yards. I'm not impressed, dude. Jacoby Brissett's run is going to be throwing the ball there. We know that.
100%. We talked about that before, too. We both think that Brissett's going to be the one starting.
I'm not a fan of this rookie. Honestly, bro. I don't see anything crazy. A lot of hype coming out, and I'm like, ugh. Not really what we were looking at, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
But, I mean, other than that, you know, good luck, buddy. Good luck.
Yeah. I mean, You probably enjoy saying that as far as like not a, as far as a faller. I'm not saying that I'm a Drake May fan. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we both said, like I said, Brissett was going to be the starter, but but in general, yeah, definitely, definitely win for you. How about that?
Yeah, so far.
Another rookie. We'll go into, all right, you want to do rookies? We'll do rookies.
Go ahead. Give me another Benson. One. Okay.
For Arizona, man. Yeah, I mean, there was talks of him, you know, potentially taking away from Connor and getting a little bit of backfield and maybe doing splits, you know, maybe getting a decent workload, yeah, as a rookie. Did not look good. 8 carries for 21 yards. Looked slow.
No touchdowns.
Looked like he was no touchdowns. Looked like he was kind of searching for the hole. Did not look like, you know, the guy in Florida State or coming out of Florida State, I should say. So yeah, Trey Benson, man. Apparently, it's gonna be Connor's backfield for now until anything else happens. And yeah, hopefully Trey Benson is not a complete bust for those people that have drafted him.
Yeah,
in a dynasty league and a rookie.
I don't know, man.
What?
I think Connor's still, man. I think it's still Connor's thing, you know, like, for sure, you know.
Oh yeah, I mean that kind of solidified it in my opinion. I mean, but Connor's getting older, you know, and it's like at some point, you know, they're going to have to figure out a transition. And, you know, thought was it could be Trey Benson, but at least for now, it looks like he's not ready for NFL speed. I mean, he looked definitely slow compared to everybody else in the field. All right, man, we got a couple more to go. You know? We got Pat's. Pat's a little tired today. So
a little bit, bro. Long day. It's all good. So Zach Moss, he didn't play because I didn't feel too good. Whatever that means. So yeah. He didn't, you know, they didn't want him around, whatever. I think I told you it's Brown's team, dude.
Yeah.
Chase Brown. They might give Zach Moss the nod and that's it, dude. So nothing really too impressive there, bro.
Yeah, it was really weird. I mean, you're obviously a Bengals fan, so I don't know if you heard necessarily, you said it was a stomach thing, because I didn't really see, they just said that he missed and did not participate in preseason. So,
they said he got sick, you know, the night before, basically. He wasn't feeling too good, and they didn't want him around the guys. They're like, yo, stay home, dude. Literally, that's it. Like, that's what I heard. So,
yeah, stay away.
There you go. Stay away and keep Chase Brown on the field.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I'll hit the one last person. We're just going to knock in real quick, and then we'll do a wrap-up. Quentin Johnson. Ugh. Johnston from LA Chargers, man. For anybody who thought the TCU wide receiver was going to amount to something this year, consider that he's like pretty much the only wide receiver in that fucking room, except for the rookie. He played 6 drives, which is a lot, by the way.
Yeah.
Did not even get a target.
Ugh.
Pat did not even get a target.
Yeah, but we said that
like he had a target and he couldn't even catch it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like, we already knew what that offense was going to be like very like run heavy, less passing, not even a target though, dude. I mean, I'm not impressed with that situation. Yeah.
In 6 drives. It's not like it's like 2, you know, where you have like 3 and out, 3 and out. And then there's only a couple of plays. I mean, you're talking 6 drives. That is minimum 18, let's say to 30, you know, I'll call it 18 to 25 plays that he probably saw.
No targets.
And you get zero targets. And you're at least if not the wide receiver 1, suppose on that offense, you definitely should be the wide receiver 2, and you get no targets.
I am curious to see what this is going to look like with Herbert in there, with his plantar fasciitis, and all Mr. Harbaugh's run-heavy scheme. I mean, I just stay away from that whole throwing quarterback, wide receiver. That's truly how I felt as soon as I knew he was the coach. And
well,
I'm going to stick with it, dude. I'm telling you, man.
100%, man, and also like that was one of the knocks potentially in Quentin Johnson coming out, was like coming out of TCU, could he separate?
You know,
and I'd have to watch all 22 of the plays and the drives, and I'll probably end up doing that. But the fact that he had no targets probably means that he wasn't separating at all. He wasn't open. So it's like if you can't get open in the NFL, you're useless. Sit the fuck on the bench, get out of here. Not looking good for second year wide receiver Quentin Johnson out of TCU. Especially on that offense, as you said, you know, Herbert's a question mark. What's going to happen there? And also just that offense, what it's going to look like going forward. So yeah, a lot of disappointments. But I mean, again, you know, like you never know some of these. You know, we could easily see them flipping. Maybe, you know, hopefully preseason week 2. You'd hope that these people or the players that did not do good, are they going to get thrown out there again and see if they could turn around? But And then the pluses, hopefully they continue, man. And hopefully, like, as we get closer and closer to drafts, you know, choose at the end of the month, end of August or the beginning of September, hopefully we'll start to see, you know, if they can continue that and hopefully, you know, jump up stocks and jump up draft boards instead of just kind of inching up.
Yeah, so, man. And this is why you don't draft early. And I tell people this all the time, dude.
Don't do it.
And redraft, don't fucking draft till like September 1st, dude. Like, wait till all preseason is over.
What the hell are you doing,
dude? And you're hurting yourself.
Yeah, if your commission makes you do that, tell them the fuck off and put up a league vote and do.
Yeah, as I say, or get your money back before anything, or don't even just join because you should know better.
Fair enough.
That's my last little bit of advice before I go to sleep.
Pat's beard is finally starting to grow back a little bit, little by little.
So little by little.
hopefully Pat can get some sleep tonight. He's getting his ass worked off or worked up earlier today at work.
Yeah.
They're grinding his ass as much as they could, man, getting every dollar.
That's what happens when you go to the fantasy football expo. They punish you.
they're like, sweet, he's back. And guess what? We've got overtime for you. Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
All right, bro. Bye. Pat, you got anything else before we bounce out?
Nah, man. Thanks again for, you know, joining us over here in All In, keeping All In, and we'll see you next week, bro.
Oh, yeah, bro. So next week, we'll probably take you through preseason week two, and maybe we'll do even a little mock draft real quick. We'll have to kind of take a look at how things are looking. Maybe do a quick recap of preseason week two, and then do a quick, maybe we can get Fizzle on and do like a mock draft or something next week, but
I'm with that.
Let's get anything else, Pat.
Maybe we could do like a quick, like, you know, redraft for 8-rounder, something nice and easy for
people. We don't have to do the full 15. I mean, towards the end, it's like you're doing kickers and bench spots, so maybe just kind of do the first 5 to 8, like you said. It's a good call.
Keep you posted.
Anything else?
That's it, brother.
Hell yeah, keep us posted. So happy to have you all here to All In. So episode 2, man, is in the books, and until next time, peace. We're out.
Later. We'll